Blog Talk Radio.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Ooh, you already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Blas,
ooh.
Right? Hey, hey, doctor.
What's up, man?
Dude, you already know what type of girl that I love.
I know what type of girls that you just go crazy over. And you guys already know it is that D to the R to the bones.
Ooh, it's that Dr. Bone.
It's that doctor.
It's that doctor.
It's that Dr. Bones. You guys already know. Welcome, and
welcome, guys. Hello.
I just want to say something. I think it's very ironic that I'm playing a Flogging Molly song while I'm at a Flogging Molly concert, guys. I am at Tempe Town Lake, far in the back. I can see the green lights flashing. But I'm doing this show for you guys.
Yeah, that's the definition of ironic right there.
That's ironic right there. Tetra's in the studio all by himself, man. Are you keeping it down?
Oh, you already know. It's a little below zero. Me and Nikki chilling here. I'm eating some popcorn, but it's cool.
It's all good, man. Because what happened was I already bought tickets to the show so I can cancel it. And I have some songs, guys. I recorded some songs on my phone, and they came out pretty good. I'm going to let you guys hear those in a little bit. But, you guys are in for a treat today, man.
Yeah, dude, tonight is like a really, like, we've been planning this night for a while.
Yeah, we've been planning this since, like, January or something, but it's going to be amazing. We have the one and only Jake Shimavakuro on. I mean, this guy is just like a ukulele virtuoso. I mean, the stuff he plays just, it melts your brain, literally.
I mean, he's not even considered a prodigy because he is ukulele. When you think of it.
When you think of the ukulele, you're thinking Jake Shimavakuro, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that one, doctor.
I have his press releases here. Hold on. Let me read you this. Let me read you the people he's played with. He's performed with Jimmy Buffett, Bella Fleck, Bette Midler, Yo-Yo Ma, Cindy Lauper, and Ziggy Marley, and Jack Johnson.
What?
Wow.
No, hey, doctor, you're lying to me right now.
I'm not lying. I just pulled these
out of my backpack. You're yanking my chain, doctor.
I just pulled these papers I brought out of my backpack at a Flogging Molly show. Come on.
Ooh, that's good stuff. Wow, that's Jack Johnson.
Really, really good, guys. And, okay, I want to say something really serious. Like, this is on a serious note. Like, we're really crazy on the show, you know? Like, we do a lot of joking around, don't we, Tetra?
We do a little bit of joking around.
We do a lot of joking around. And, but this is on a most serious note. You guys know what's happening in Japan right now with the tsunami and whatnot. And everybody's, like, pitching in, doing what they can. And I just want to say for me and Tetra, what we're going to do here, I'm gonna pledge $250 to donate. Tetra, you're going to do too, right?
Yeah, we're matching that. We're trying to get that $500 going for the Red Cross, guys.
Exactly. So $500 is going out to the tsunami victims of Japan. I just want to throw that out there. And for all the people listening right now, you guys can donate to, what is it, redcross.com?
I think it's .org.
.org, I think you're right. But, yeah, you guys can do it there. Me and Tetra did it. We both donated $250. So,
do what you do, guys.
Do what you do. It's super serious down there. Imagine if it happened here. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, but on a different note, happy St. Patrick's Day, guys.
Exactly. I hope you're having a booze-filled day. You feel me?
Yeah, I want to watch Conan tonight because he's probably going to do something crazy.
He would if tonight wasn't a rerun. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's not?
No, it's a rerun tonight, guys. For all the Conan fans out there, tonight's a rerun. This whole week is reruns, so. I don't know. You pick it up.
You know, whatever. It's cool.
He was going to be partying hardy tonight, so he already knew ahead of time. You know? He's like, I can't do a show tonight. I'm drunk.
What is this?
So, I wish I could do a show. But he didn't, so. Crazy. I'm going to let you guys on a little song. Devil's Dance Floor or Drunken Lullabies? Tetra, what do you want to hear first from the Foggy Molly? I recorded both of them. What do you want to hear first?
Drunken Lullabies sounds like it should be a blast in the glass.
I'm going to play it right now, guys. Just like a minute of the song. And then after that, we'll talk a little more and then bring Jake Shimabukuro on. But this is from tonight, March 17th, 2011, Tempe Town Lake, Flogging Molly.
Is this live, Doctor?
This is live. I recorded this on my phone, so it's kind of
sketchy.
Kind of sketchy, but it's good. I did it for the fans, you know. I was like, they're going to like this. So this is for you guys. About a minute, I'll play. Here you go. Every single person in the entire audience right now, if I walk over to this little hill right here, I bet you when I look over, every single person is going to be dancing.
Like, that sounds like a good time. That sounds fun.
I know. Why am I out there? But I'm just kidding. No. But literally, like, people, like, even if you don't know how to dance, you dance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, okay.
Do the truffle. Lift up your shirt and do the truffle shuffle.
Do the truffle shuffle. But listen, guys, I want to ask Tetra a question. We still have time before we bring Jake on. Don't worry. But this is for, like, our younger fans that are out there and even the older fans, if you guys are fans of Disney. Do you remember the movie Luck of the Irish?
Hey, Doc, was it with that guy who's like, a little kid, but he's, like, a teenager?
Yeah. And his
ears started growing.
Exactly. His parents were, like, little leprechauns, and, like, he turned into a leprechaun. You remember that movie?
I think I've seen it before.
Guys, trust me on this one. If you guys want, like, a good laugh and, like, a heartwarming story, go rent Luck of the Irish. Oh, excuse me, by Disney, because that movie is just off the charts. I'm not even kidding. Like, this will bring back so many memories to your childhood. It's just a great, great movie. I recommend it. Tetra recommends it. He doesn't remember it. That's how good it is.
I don't remember it, but guys, try to remember it and watch it.
Exactly. He kind of does, but it's amazing. You know what? Let's get this interview started, you know? That's what the fans. We're getting all these comments right now on the switchboard. People on my laptop. That's what I have with me. Tetra has a real switchboard, but I have a laptop. You know? It is what it is. But, people are writing to our website and are saying, bring Jake on. So you know what we're going to do, Tetra?
Yeah, I think, I'm not sure, but I think we're going to bring him on.
We're going to bring him on. Guys, we're going to play his song right now called Bring Your Ads. This is live from Japan. Think about that. Live from Japan. It's called...
Hey, Doctor, do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do.
All right, Bring Your Ads live from Japan. After the song, we will have Jake Shimabukuro. Thank you. Bring Your Ad by Jake Shimabukuro. Tetra, do we have Mr. Shimabukuro on?
Dr. Young, no, we have the magnificent Jake on right now.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, you guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem,
man,
anytime. All right, so we're going to do something a little different today because we're having you on, and we've had so many, like, questions from the fans. I mean, just like a barrage of just questions. So what we're going to do today, we're going to take their questions. We're going to ask them to you. So hopefully the fans enjoy this.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first question, this is like, I try to pick out like simple questions, not crazy ones. So this is from Brittany Richards in Los Angeles. How did you get your start in the ukulele?
Well, you know, I first started playing when I was a kid, and my mom played. And I guess just growing up in Hawaii, it wasn't unusual to have an ukulele and to play. You know, I mean, it's very, very common in the traditional music here and all that. So, but when I was a kid, I played a lot of traditional Hawaiian music. And then later on, especially as a young teenager, I got into rock and roll and, you know, started listening to a little bit of jazz and classical music. And then, yeah, I was just inspired by all kinds of just whatever I heard on the radio. And then probably most recently, what really helped me to kind of get out there and really start a whole career for me in playing the ukulele was YouTube. About 6 or 7 years ago, there was a video clip of me playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps in Central Park. And I was just, it was a little show. It was for a television show in New York that I had done, and somehow a clip of that video got on YouTube, and I think over the last few years now it's garnered over, I think, 7.5 million downloads, something like that, and it's really been such a blessing. I mean, I'm so grateful for that video because it's allowed me to tour and you know, have all these great opportunities.
Yeah, that's true.
That's crazy. Like, 7 million, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Let me see. Richard from Washington, do you want to know what type of ukulele do you play?
Oh, well, the ukulele that I play, it's actually made by a family in Hawaii called the Kamaka family, and they've been manufacturing ukuleles for almost 100 years. In fact, they were the first Hawaiian family to learn how to make those instruments from the Portuguese. And they've been, to me, they're kind of like the authorities on ukulele building and making. And because all of the music that I grew up listening to when I was a kid, all those old Hawaiian recordings where you hear an ukulele, you know, those were all Kamaka ukuleles. So naturally, when I got my first ukulele, it was a Kamaka, and that's still what I play today.
That's pretty cool. It has some meaning into it.
Yeah. So was that ukulele you played a show here in Phoenix about, I think it was last year now, January 2010. I don't know if you remember. You, like, dedicated one of your ukuleles to the Phoenix Museum. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, that was one of my ukuleles. And that was actually a Kamaka, the one that I had donated was a Kamaka ukulele. It was a 4-string tenor, which is what I play. And I think they're just fantastic instruments, you know. And what makes them so great is there are a lot of, you know, great ukulele makers out there right now, and that do wonderful work, and they look beautiful and all of that. But to me, the something about the Kamaka ukuleles, and I'm probably, you know, it's probably because of all those years growing up and hearing Kamaka ukuleles. You know, when I hear a Kamaka ukulele, I mean, that to me, that's the true ukulele sound. You know, it's not a real full sound. It doesn't have a real beefy, warm tone to it. There's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a thin sound, but there's just something about it that's somewhat rich, and there's a childlike quality, I think, to the tone. So when I hear it, whenever I hear it, or someone plays it, or I hear someone just strumming it, it just kind of makes you smile. You know, it's got this very kind of island-like vibe to it, and I think it's fantastic. You know, I mean, I love sharing it with people, and especially when I'm traveling. You know, every time I take out my ukulele and start playing, you know, I feel a little homesick or something. It always brings me back home. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, another question from Noah Perkins in Waimea. He said, why did you switch back to playing with a full band than just playing solo?
Oh, well, yeah, well, this, with this, the, with my latest album, Peace, Love, Ukulele, I went back to, you know, to playing in an ensemble and basically, you know, more just rhythm section and there's some keyboards on there. I had a lot of friends play with me on this album, and even my younger brother who plays ukulele, he joined me on this record. But I kind of wanted to create a good reference for each tune, and the idea behind that was I was doing an, you know, for this album, probably the tune that I spent the most time on was a solo ukulele arrangement of Bohemian Rhapsody, and that was a killer,
that was a killer
project. But you know, while I was arranging that song, I realized that as I'm playing, as I'm playing the tune, I'm actually filling in all of the missing parts. Like I'm hearing the vocals, I'm hearing the bass lines, I'm hearing, you know, the piano parts and all of that. You know, I can make sense of all of that because there's a great reference out there. You know, everyone knows that song. And so what I realized was, okay, well, because my philosophy before then was trying to, well, at least with the few albums before this most recent one, I thought, well, I want to try to make, I want to do all solo ukulele arrangements because when I perform live, I want to be able to play what I recorded, you know. But then I realized, like, well, you know, they're kind of different things. I mean, when you're playing live, you know, it's a different context and you can approach the songs in a different way versus when you're in the studio, you can actually take the time to utilize the studio like an instrument, you know, and you have access, you have multiple tracks, you have all of these different things that you can use. So that's why with a lot of the original songs, because there's no reference for those songs, I wanted to create a reference, and that's why in my mind, you know, if I was hearing a violin part or a bass and drum part or a whole string section or another ukulele part or whatever, I just added it because I figured that once I arrange the song as a full band piece, then when I perform it, then I can, from that reference, I can go back to just doing a solo ukulele arrangement. And then, you know, you have different versions. And then that way, if I do certain things to cover, like maybe a little drum riff or like a bass line or like a little chime that's supposed to be mimicking, you know, maybe what the keyboards are doing or something, you know, the audience can understand that, oh, okay, he's trying to cover this part or he's trying to cover that part. So I really wasn't afraid of trying to make each song too big or anything like that, because I just wanted to do what I was hearing in my head, because when I play it by myself anyway, I hear those parts in my head, so I thought, why not put it on an album, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I really wanted, especially since Bohemian Rhapsody was kind of, for me, that was kind of, you know, a special track for me because I spent so much time on it, so I wanted that to be the only solo ukulele arrangement on the album.
Definitely. I mean, when me and Tedra first heard the album, when we first heard your album, I mean, we heard Bohemian Rhapsody, man, it blew us away. I mean, that must have taken a lot of time to, like, get everything into that song, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the most subtle things, you know, even like that phrase, you know, thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening, right?
Wow.
And, I mean, it's just a very simple phrase and a very, you know, short segment of the song, but I spent so much time on that because there are so many things going on. You know, you have all these vocal parts singing, right? Thunderbolts and lightning, very, very frightening. You have these descending lines, you know, like the bass going one way and the vocal lines are going this way, and all these stacked harmonies. And with the ukulele, you can only play four notes at a time. So it's impossible to try to cover everything. So the critical part was trying to figure out what notes and what lines I could actually omit and it would still be okay. You know, so that was quite difficult. You know, I must have come up with gosh, about a dozen different ways just to play that part.
On one part.
Like, very, very frightening, you know, before I finally landed on the version that's on the record. And that voicing, you know, the voicings I'm using, to me, I think that captured enough of what was going on in that section, where you feel it's still somewhat complete. You know, even though it's missing a whole lot, you still feel, I mean, for me anyway, I felt satisfied that.
Yeah, it still sounds really, really great.
Oh, no. Thank you very much.
No problem. All right.
Another question was Samantha from Arizona. She was saying, where was your favorite place to play at?
Oh, gosh. Well, one of the most memorable performances for me was in Blackpool, England, where I got to perform for Queen Elizabeth alongside Bette Midler. We did a little duet of a Beatles song. It was in my life, actually. We performed together, and after the concert, I got to meet Queen Elizabeth. I got to shake her hand and share a few words with her, and that was I was really nervous. You know, I was so nervous, and I just remember I couldn't stop bowing. I kept bowing. It's such an honor. And I remember just when I was shaking her hand, I just could not believe that I was actually touching royalty. It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
All right, so the last thing, this is kind of Tetris question, but I'm going to come into it. Me and Tetris, we were at the movie theaters watching a movie, and then Tetris, you can finish it off, man.
Oh, yeah, so we were just hanging out to go watch a movie, and we watched that movie, Just Go With It.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we're watching the movie, and it's pretty cool, you know. And at the end of the movie, Adam Sandler is talking to Jennifer Aniston, and, you know, there's this part, and I kind of look at Doctor, because we see somebody on the screen, and I look at Doctor, I'm like, no, that's not. And then finally, we saw you in the movie. It's just crazy to see. You're in the background just wailing on the ukulele.
How did you get that part?
Yeah, I was actually playing. They asked me to kind of contribute a few tracks to the soundtrack. So I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan. So you know, when they asked me, I was just so honored and during that scene, there's an ukulele arrangement of Every Breath You Take that I arranged for the movie, and so that's actually what I'm playing in the background. But it's funny because, you know, just kind of out of nowhere, you know, there I am kind of playing, and I remember when I was doing the soundtrack with them, they asked me to kind of make a little cameo of appearance, you know, because they filmed it in Hawaii. And I was like, oh, man, you know, I'm not very good in front of the camera. And all that. And then he said, no, just be yourself. Just relax. So I was like, okay. So I was just playing. And I didn't tell a lot of my friends and all that, you know, that I was going to be in it. So they went down to see the movie, and they were like calling me, and they're like, oh my gosh, I just go there. You didn't tell me you were going to be in the film.
You're like, what are you talking about? That's not me.
I think it was a nice surprise for my friends and family. No, but I just, it was such a great experience. And you know, Dave Matthews was also in that movie, and he's been one of my heroes as well. And so being able to meet him and talk with him and just talk a little bit of music with him, that was priceless, you know. So, and he was hilarious in that movie. I was in stitches, but it was just a great feel good film and you know, and wonderful moments, and they were all so nice, you know, they're all just so great to work with, and that was definitely one of the highlights of last year for me.
Yeah, it was really great. So we're running low on time, so we're gonna have to end it there, but we appreciate it so much for you coming on the show, Jake. Our fans appreciate it, and we appreciate it a lot, man.
Oh no, thank you, man, and look forward to coming your way again soon.
All right, sure. Thanks a lot, man.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, that was a really, that was was really cool.
That was really deep. I was into it. I was into the conversations. I was like,
yeah, like I was just listening to every word he said. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I was just like taking it all in. Like he's like a really good storyteller.
All right, guys, here we go. I gotta do this really quick because we have like 2 minutes left on the show. But we have assigned Jake Shimba Kurosi to give away peace, love, and ukulele. Go to our site right now, the Dr. Bones and Tetra Show .webs.com. Go to the contact spot. Tetra, tell them the secret word. It's whatever you want it to be, man.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. Do it.
All right, guys, ready? Type in glass cage sports. 3 words.
That's all you got to type in. The first person to do it, I will email you back. Give me your shipping info. We will send it to you. So that's that. Really appreciate him being on. He gave us a CD, a signed CD, too, to give away, and we will do that. So whoever sends us the first reply, we will do that.
I think it popped up, but I'm not sure, man. I'll wait for you to check.
I'm not even there, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So I'm just going to have – I'll just – on the next show next week, Wednesday, I'll just talk about it. Next week, Wednesday, we have – I don't know who we have. We have somebody on. I think we have Melody and Tyler, a band that's coming on.
Juliet, I think so.
The guy has a great name, Tyler. But
yeah, I knew some chumps named Tyler.
Yeah, me too. But, yeah, he's going to be on. They gave us T-shirts to give out. We'll give away T-shirts to you guys, a signed CD, like we always do. But, yeah, today's been a great show, guys, and I hope you guys have really enjoyed it. And for all the listeners, because Jake posted on his website to the show tonight, so all for all the new listeners, welcome. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I mean,
welcome for the ride.
Great interview, good stuff. Hopefully you keep on listening, you know?
Hope you keep listening, man. We're bringing all the best people onto this show, underground people. We have about, like, 60 seconds left. I think we should end it on the Devil's Dance Floor by Flogging Molly. I recorded that, so this is Dr. Bone.
It's your boy, Tetra Blaz.
We will catch you guys next week, Wednesday. Thanks a lot.
9:30, guys. Deuce.
Deuces.